We're visiting on the telephone with Senator Ken Shills, Nebraska State Senator Ken Shills from Ogallala, who is chair of the Nebraska Unicameral's Agriculture Committee. Well, Senator, first of all, let's talk about your background a bit as chair of the Ag Committee. Looking at your biography, you've got some pretty broad experience in farming and the livestock industry.
Yes, thanks, Ken. I sure do. My family has farmed and fed cattle now. I'd be the third generation there, so I've had a little bit of experience out there when it comes to the material and the issues that we deal with here in the Ag Committee, and done everything from cleaning tanks all the way up to reading bunks and riding pens and been out there. So.
And you've been involved, I also noticed, on the irrigation side as far as water use and such.
I have, and that's one of the things that I spend a lot of time on was volunteering for and learning about the water in the state of Nebraska, understanding the value of it for the people in the state as a whole, and then trying to move forward with better management, more efficient uses, and getting people to understand how it all works together and what we need to do to prolong that, protect it, and have it there for future generations.
Well, we'll talk about that here in just a bit, because that is one of the big issues, of course, in the legislature this year. Just talk in general about your priorities or priority issues as far as the Ag Committee is concerned this year.
Yeah, well, this year being a short session here at the legislature, runs for 60 days. What our focus in the Ag Committee this year is going to be on livestock expansion within the state. What can we do to have more of it? What do we need to do to remove barriers for dairy facilities and things like that? That's one of the areas that we're kind of coming up short on here in Nebraska as far as livestock development, and that's the dairy side. There's a lot of opportunities there, and we have to find ways to get people to understand that Nebraska is a great place for dairy as well.
Now, you also have introduced legislation, I believe, that would allow packers to raise livestock, own livestock in the state?
Right. Yeah. Well, we've had discussions between producer groups that have come to the Ag Committee and said, hey, can we introduce a bill that would remove that packer ban from hogs? And so we've introduced that bill. We will take it forward. When I was working in the feed yard, managing the feed yard, we actually were feeding cattle at the time when this law came into effect for a packer, and overnight we lost about 4,000 head that just went across the border, and we got to watch those fat cattle come across in the trucks and go right by our farm to the packing plant. So I didn't see a whole lot of utility in that, and I think we need to take a really strong look at that and see if we don't need to make a change there, because a lot of these young farmers or young livestock folks that want to get into this, it's really hard to come up with all the capital that you need to do it. And having somebody that would keep a certain number of animals in your facility, being able to take that to your local banker is a huge, is a huge asset. So we're going to look at that from those angles, because it really is all about keeping our young folks and getting some of them to come back to take over and do some generational change from the farmers that are out there that are getting ready or wanting to retire.
But this this particular piece of legislation is just aimed at the pork industry?
It's just aimed at the pork industry for now, yes.
Now, you mentioned growing dairy. How would you do that?
Well, I think that the first step that we need to do is we need to gather all the information that we have about, at the state level, at the private level out there, at the county level, and we need to look to see, where dairies would best fit. And we want to utilize the livestock-friendly designations that counties have and expand that program to give them an opportunity for counties to apply for a little bit of money that we'll have to do studies, to kind of pre-locate places where livestock facilities could fit. Wouldn't necessarily have to be dairy either. But then once you get that done and you have those places pretty well mapped out, then it's a much easier sell to go to folks that are wanting to move from California or Wisconsin or any of those other places where the regulations have just gotten too stringent here to Nebraska, and they don't have to have that zoning fight or that not in my backyard fight once they get here. Hopefully through this program and what we do, that will take care of that part of it.
Yeah, Nebraska is a big state, and there's a lot of wide open spaces. It would seem that a person could find some place to locate livestock.
That's right, and we do have. Nebraska is a great place for livestock facilities. With the climate we have, with our water situation, the feed situation, it's kind of nice to see everything coming together, and we're seeing the increase on the beef side. And now we want to move that over to the dairy side and entice some of those folks to come in here too.
Water sustainability is a big topic of discussion. Now that is something I think the Natural Resources Committee is dealing with, but certainly, as we mentioned, something that's important to you.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And you know, natural resources and agriculture walk hand in hand every day. And you know, I'm fortunate enough to be serving on both of those committees, and yes, water is the lifeblood of the state of Nebraska, and we need to protect it, and to protect it, we need money, because the money is what gives you the ability. You know, just as an example, when the South Platte River flooded this fall from Colorado, and all that water came downstream, because we didn't have robust enough structures on all of our canals, it took us about 2 or 3 days before we could divert any of that water to use for recharge and to siphon off to lower the flows as they went down and alleviate some of that flooding. With some money to be put towards that, you can beef up your structures so that when that water comes, you're ready to take it and you don't have to wait until it subsides a little bit to get there. You know, the interesting thing is, when we did that diversion there on Western Canal, which is where my farm is located, in that week that we were diverting water, Western Canal was able to recharge about 3,000 acre feet back into the aquifer. So it's just an amazing opportunity that Nebraska has with the aquifer and the opportunity to store water underground for future use.
Now, I believe there's legislation calling for $50 million to be transferred from the general fund into a water sustainability fund.
That's right. Well, what we'll do with there's two bills out there. One bill is a one-time shot for $50 million that would come from the cash reserve. And then there's another bill out there that would continue taking $50 million or whatever amount we can get the Appropriations Committee to agree to, that would come out every single year after that to address water issues here in the state.
I know there was some discussion about how we're going to pay for that.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. Every day that we don't start to manage this water and start to do these kind of projects and programs and things like that is another day that we continue to pay for those issues. If you look at the Republican Basin and the situation that's down there and the fact that that we are continuing, you know, to be in a lawsuit with Kansas and that we are basically shutting off thousands of acres, surface water acres, as well as restricting groundwater pumpers too. Those costs are real. Those costs are happening every day. And we need to alleviate that before other areas of the state of Nebraska get into the same problem. So as you look at things, we have to make sure we understand money spent wisely can go a long way to relieving stresses in the future.
And, you know, I've heard concern from farmers and farm groups that they don't want to end up paying the whole bill here.
That's right. Well, and quite honestly, the farmers and the property taxpayers have paid the whole bill, or pretty much the whole bill, for quite a while now. And the state of Nebraska, if and this is the case. They own the groundwater and the surface water. It's the states to have, so it should be the states to manage, and that means that the state needs to pony up and start taking care of some of their obligations.
The other big topic, of course, is taxes and property taxes for farmers and ranchers.
Right.
So what do you see happening here?
Always an issue here in Nebraska. And that's a tough one, too, because, you know, the property tax is a local tax, that runs the county business, runs the schools, and everything like that. So as you look at it, tax relief on property taxes from the state level, there's only a certain couple things you can do. I don't think, taking money out of the cash reserve is a viable option, just because it's not there every time, every year when you need it. So if we're going to do that, that will have to take some general fund obligations, which we'll have to figure out what that's going to look like. But, you know, in order to drop property taxes to get them where we need to be, or where people would be more comfortable, and that three-legged stool would sit on a third property tax, a third sales tax, and a third income tax, you'd have to find about $300 million every year to fix that equation. So it's a real issue and a real problem. But I know we'll see some relief there in some fashion or other. The other thing that we did just the other day was we passed on general file a bill to alleviate the sales tax on repair and replacement parts for farm machinery and implements. And so that's not exactly property tax, but that's a little way to help folks out there right now. And it should help our dealerships of the state of Nebraska too, maintain a little more business and be a little more competitive to the states around us. So that'll chip away at that a little bit, but you're right. We have to start to address the property tax issue. And I think the legislature understands that need and understands that something's going to have to be done. So I'm hopefully crossing my fingers, cautiously optimistic that we'll find a solution to that.
Okay, so livestock expansion, water tax issues, anything else you expect to come up on the ag side?
Oh, you know, not the ag side. That's probably about the biggest issues we have. Obviously, you know, we've got other issues out there that affect all of us, such as Medicaid expansion and whether or not we'll do that. Prison reforms and things like that affect every one of us because we pay taxes on it. So, yeah, there's a lot of big issues and not a lot of time to address them. So we'll have to work quickly. But sometimes in the legislature, that's not possible.
Senator, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, sir.